Audio Mode Day 27. It's June 27th, and I'm going to make breakfast for my beloved. They call it a swivel bag of cheese. You have a napkin? Yeah, you got
a napkin. I got two napkins.
You got napkins aplentified. And today we will be joined in the late eve by my brother John. Yay! Everybody cheer.
Yay! John!
And
Cody.
Yeah. That's Art's buddy. He's a dog lover, so he will enjoy John's guide dog. Which means I have to vacuum this kitchen wholeheartedly. Get this some crud off the floor so that the dog won't digest gosh knows what. Anyway, while I am cooking here, I thought I would ask Mr. Storm if you can remember the shower story. Remember the shower story?
No.
Art had come.
It's been several days since I've taken a shower.
Oh. Art had come to pick us up.
Oh. When you were in New York.
Yeah. And they had put in a water restrict, which is a horrible little sort of a washer thing that's supposed to reduce the pressure of the water, supposed to conserve water. But the unvarnished truth of the matter is that you end up using more water to take your shower than you would if you didn't have the stupid water restrict in, so that you feel clean. Anyway, I had had enough of this stupid water restrict and decided I was going to take it out.
Ouch, yes.
So me and my tools went in the bathroom and were in there as the outside buzzer rang and I asked John to please get it. And so John answered the door. And he told Art that I was in the shower.
Well, I can go right in.
And Art said,
but, but.
You may be blind, but I can see. And he was very kind of embarrassed about going into the shower. And I called out, it's okay, you can come in. So with some trepidation, my sweetheart went into the bathroom and found me standing in the shower, left shoulder. There you go. Standing in the shower with my tools, removing the shower head and prying out the
water restrictor.
And that was how he discovered how much I love tools, I think, right?
True.
So, that was one funny. It's all John's fault. Yes, my brother John, it's all his fault. If he hadn't wanted to become a ham radio operator, I would have never met my sweetheart. Very simple. Like I said in the last group, he wanted to become a ham radio operator. So I did it with him. And it was because of that I met my sweetheart, or my sweetheart, whatever way you want to phrase it. And I got to marry my sweetheart. In fact, when Art first came to visit me, he was driving in semi-darkness and had a terrible time because he did not know the area in which I lived. And fortunately, one of the guys from our local repeater was able to direct him. So I sent John out to flag him down, keep him from driving past. And John went out and got him and brought him in. And it was at that time they were tearing up the street something fierce. And they were replacing water main. And our street used to be beautiful cobble. I wish I had known that they weren't going to replace the cobbles, otherwise I would have gone out and taken some of the cobble. Because they ended up just cementing it over and it looked like any other ordinary street. Boring! Scrambled eggs for my sweetie. Here he goes. Add a little cheese into that before that starts cooking too much, and we'll scramble the whole thing up. Shut it off either. It's sketching smoke. I don't think I'm going to upload this audio booth. It's all the way over there. Oh, shut up.
Well, it's just got a little bit of interesting noise in the booth.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Boo-hoo. It's got me crying for you.
I didn't think it was making that much smoke. My goodness. Let's see if I can get to that thing and shut it down. My ears! Smoke coming from them eggs. Where is it coming from? I can't smell a bloody thing. It's all the way over at the other end of the dining room. That's so funny. So anyway.
Ooh, you've got me booing for you.
That is shut up. Get some clean dishes out of the dishwasher. I got you a small fork, but that's okay. You can live with a small fork. Ah! Say that again, would you? That's my ducky. Anyway, so yeah, the shower story was quite funny. And this pan definitely will need a scrub. Got cheesy melt all over it. It's got cheesy melt. Actually, no, it's not so bad. But I'll scrub it out later. God bless nonstick pans. Really good nonstick pans. Here's your breakfast. I think it didn't like the Worcestershire sauce. Eat more coffee, you? I'll get you more coffee. I'll even heat it up some because it's a little warm, I think. Do 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 do. I missed the World News Polka yesterday. I think I was snoozing through it. Warm. You can tell me if you want it a little hot. Hotter. There you go. I'll take this away. Is that okay?
It's fine.
Okay. Butter gone. Now it's my turn for a cuppa. Yes? Did you make a dropsy wopsy?
Yep, I did. I think it bounced off me and onto the floor.
Hope it did. That would be nice. Do 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 do
do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do. That's the Duck News Polka. Actually, that's the World News Polka, but we have altered it to suit our specifications.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
da 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 da.
Da da da
da polka.
That's the Duck News. Quack 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 quack.
Polka.
How's your eggy cheesy wheezy thing? How's it taste?
All gone.
He killed it already. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Good.
I
can't believe it set off the smoke detector. I can't believe it set off the smoke detector. Good grief. I only had that happen once before. I had broiled a steak, and I had forgotten to scrub out the bottom tray of the broiler. And when I opened the broiler up and put the steak in it, that thing went off. And I was in no position to shut it down, so I had to listen to that gosh-awful noise for about 4 minutes until I got steak done and out of the broiler. And as soon as I plated the steak, I flew out to shut off the racket. So, yeah. At least we know it works, right?
Mm-hmm. I touched him every once in a while.
Yeah, well, that's an involuntary test. So tell me, Mr. Storm, if you can think of any other silly, funny stories.
Yeah, we're flying from somewhere to Marstown. When we got landed on the ground, and it was hot. We opened up a soda.
Oh, that's right. It was raining. We were flying from Maryland back. And there was a soda rolling around in the airplane. And, and we had made an interesting landing because Art got a call on the radio that there was another plane wanting to, was it taking off or landing? I forget what, but they needed him to try and accelerate his landing or go around again. And Art said, no problem, this plane is as good as a free-falling safe. He could get down quick enough. That was when we were flying in the travel air. And he made his landing, and it was quite a nice one, considering the speed he was coming down. And even the traffic controller calls back to him. He says, that was a nice landing. And we got out of the airplane, and Art had to do the tie down and everything, and it was a very fine drizzle. And we were planning to go to Bell Labs for lunch after we had gotten back and everything. So Art gave me the soda. And I didn't even think about the fact that this poor little can of soda had been up and down, as well as being jiggled around and everything else. And I got into the van and proceeded to open it. And the next thing Art hears is a shriek as the soda starts squirting all over me, all over the van, all over everything, in my face, in my hair. And he came over and gave me a big swishy kiss and said, I love you. So I told him that I would love to go to lunch at Bell Labs, but we were stopping home first because there was no way I was going to go in soaked shirt and soaked jeans and looking like, yeah. So we did stop home, and I got clean clothes on and washed my face. And Art did a little bit of washing in the van, and I kind of dabbed my coat as best I could, and we headed off to the labs for lunch, whereupon I stuffed myself. But yeah, that was... what a sight that must have been. I would have loved to have seen the expression on my own face. just thought of another funny story. What Art had a hangar down at Sky Manor Airport, and there was a lovely three trees behind there that made a perfect spot to pitch a tent. And we would often hang a big Coleman lantern on one of the trees. And I remember it was one gorgeous moonlit night. We went and took a long walk around the airport, and it was just so neat to come back. Car radio was going to welcome us back, and the Coleman lantern was blazing beautifully. It was like coming home. And we sat down, and we had some cheese and crackers out of the cooler. And yeah, we went into the tent, and we were just curled up, and we were just on the edge of sleep. And we hear this horrendous bang, 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 bang. Startled us practically out of our sleeping bags. We kind of laying there looking at each other, and Art says, "That wasn't a landing, that was an arrival." We have no idea who it was coming in at, I guess it was close to midnight. But wow. And then one time we were at Dayton, we were on our way to Dayton, and we had stopped over to catch a couple hours rest at a motel in, I don't know, South Pennsylvania or something like that. And Art and I were just kind of flopped on the bed. And again, our eyes are just starting to close. And we were rudely shocked awake by the sound of this drill that sounded like it was coming right through the wall, right by the bed. And Art looked down to see if, you know, he could see something, if something was really coming through the wall. And finally we stepped outside, we could see the guy drilling, and it was on the outside, but it was like that close, it really felt like it was coming right, like it would drill right through the bed.
This is an impact hammer drill.
I thought we were getting a peeping Tom hole. So there are some funny stories. Hope we've given you guys a laugh. Anyway, I guess with a little bit of editing of pregnant pauses, yes, this concludes Audio Moo Day 27.
Yay!
Any last messages for the world at large or at small?
Yay!
Goodbye, world! See you tomorrow!